Victoria and Honor Bastions. Peter the Great stops a slaughter in the city. During the Great Northern War, two major battles between the Russians and the Swedish armies took place in the city of Narva and nearby. Later on, these battles would be referred to as the Confusion and the Victory of Peter the Great. The Battle of 1700 ended in victory for the Swedish army led by Charles XII. Yet 4 years later, the Russians once again turned up near the city walls. This time, the Russians mostly concentrated their military efforts on the bastion of the Narva Castle, Victoria, Honor, and Gloria. In May 1704, a siege of the city started. To attack the besieged garrison, Peter the Great decided to use a certain war ruse. A part of the Russian troops changed their clothing to be blue-coloured uniforms and played a hoax by pretending to be the Swedes hurrying to help the besieged city. They simulated a battle with the Russians. Gentling Horn, the commander of Narva, was confused and led more than 1,000 soldiers out of the city. As a result, more than one-third of the Swedish soldiers died or were captured. 2 months after the beginning of the siege, the Russians positioned cannons on the right bank of the Narva River and started shelling the Victoria and Honor bastions of the city. The shelling continued for 10 days without a single break. Nearly 5,000 cannonballs were shot at Narva. The city caught on fire. Although the bastions of Narva Castle seemed expungible, they turned out to be defenseless under the straightforward shelling of cannons. The front part of the Honor Bastion collapsed, and so did its rampart, covering the fortress ditch with the ground and opening a free passage to the bastion. At the same time, the cannons breached two holes in the Victoria Bastion. Commandant Horn suggested to capitulate, yet he refused flatly, adding certain disrespectful words about the Tsar. On the 9th of August, the army of Peter the Great started to storm Victoria, Honor, and Gloria Bastions. The Swedes, protected as they could, rolled down gunpowder barrels and stones, threw down ladders used by Russians to climb over the walls, blew up the tunnel, but nothing could stop the Russian army. Very soon, they broke into the city. Even though Commandant Horn signaled surrender, it seemed that the Russians did not hear him. They chased the Swedes till the very castle, having mercy neither for the soldier nor for the civilians. The city was being robbed. Fire, groans of the wounded, blood, death of friends and relatives. It all created an atmosphere of overwhelming terror. The legend says that in order to stop the slaughter, Peter the Great, with his own sword, broached the Russian soldier who robbed and killed the civilians. The monarch himself rode around all the streets, comforted the defeated, and safely left guards everywhere. After stopping the robbery in this way, the monarch, with a drawn sword, covered with blood, turned up at the house of Goethe, the burgomaster of the city, and threw his Tsar's sword on the table. The local noblemen and some Narva citizens with their families who gathered in the house with horror awaited for their fate to be decided. But Peter the Great told them, "Do not be afraid. This is not Swedish blood. This is Russian blood. In order to save you, I did not have mercy for my own people." Afterwards, he arrived at the magistrates. When he saw Horn there, in a turn of anger, he slapped Horn in the face severely and exclaimed formidably, "Aren't you to be blamed for so much and uselessly spilt blood? Having no hope for help and no means for saving the city, couldn't you throw down a white flag before long?" Then Horn was arrested at the order of the Tsar. This was the end of the battle that for many years made Narva a part of the Russian Empire. The Russians restored the bastions of Narva from where the storming of the city started. In commemoration of the lucky collapse of the wall, Peter the Great renamed Honor Bastion the Bastion of the Whole of God.